This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're just despicable.
We are back, and welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I mean that sincerely. You know, get involved in the conversation. Don't just sit there yelling at the radio. Don't just sit there screaming at what I'm saying. We have a live chat room on the website. If you're not one of those people, if you're one of those people that can't stand Facebook, just hop up on the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. And or hop on Facebook. Facebook. We have a live feed on live feed on Facebook. And again, a live chat. I call it a chat room, but it's definitely a live feed. If you would. Again, 855-REAL-JOE if you want to talk live, 855-REAL-JOE. You know, the jobs report, I got a lot I want to talk about. I got a lot I want to get to. But the jobs report, one will just lead right into the other, was good today. Came out, it was great. 209,000 jobs were added, more than they thought were going to be added. It is, so the unemployment rate fell to 4.3%, tying to the lowest level unemployment 16 years, you know, and that's great and exciting and wonderful and it's real and it's true and all of that. But, you know, like I did with Obama, we got to be equal here, okay? Like I did with Obama, there's more numbers here. There's more numbers that get ignored on a regular basis. Right? There's the U6 numbers. Those are people that have given up looking for work. Now, at one point under Obama, they were 6.5, 6.6, up that high. They're currently down to about 62, I think, 62%, I'm sorry. At one point under Obama, they were like 64, 65, 66%. They're now down to about 62%. Now, I don't know what that means. Those are people that were looking for work and stopped. They've given up. They've thrown their hands up. They're just not. They're people that are eligible to work, and they're not working any longer. So that number's coming down. That's a good thing. And again, like I said, we talked about this plenty of times. That number rose exponentially under President Obama. So now it's got to work its way back up. We've got people that have to get excited again about looking for work and feeling that they might even actually find a job. I mean, how long can you keep being told no, right? So when you look at this stuff, you've got to break it down. Well, I guess I have to do it, but you have to break it down a little bit more than we're used to doing it. The other thing is wage growth. Right? It's great that all these jobs are being put out there, that there's more jobs being made, but what are people who already have jobs, are they getting getting wage increases? That's what we all bank on, right? We work hard for our bosses. We want the company to succeed, so we have a job, but the whole idea is to actually start making more money so you can move up, you get a nicer car, you get better furniture, you get a better house, whatever it is that you're shooting for. Right? Now, we have had a rise, and the wage increase has risen about 2.5% from a year ago, which is more than it went up on a regular basis in the 8 years before that. So again, the administration before that couldn't get them back to work, couldn't get the hourly wage earnings up. and apparently Trump has. Now, I don't want to give it all to Trump, because here's the thing. You can give most of it to him if you want to, or this administration, because most of these jobs, most of these people coming in, they're seeing things change. You're seeing regulations come off of their industries, which means they don't have to spend as much on those kind of things. They can spend more money on growing the business, bringing more people to work, putting out more and better product. You see what I mean? But those jobs, they need to pay more. Now, in this jobs report, there's two different numbers floating around. I don't know which one is true. I mean, it was 46,000 and 60-some-odd thousand, respectively, of jobs that go to low-wage jobs. So these jobs that were created, apparently, are low-wage jobs. Here's what I thought was funny, though. When you break that down, you find out that those low-wage jobs that they're talking about are service industry. Waiters, waitresses, bar, and hotel employees. So with the exception of the maids at a hotel, which I would imagine they don't make a lot of money, but they get probably few tips. It's one of the things when I go to a hotel, I forget to tip all the time, the maid. I don't think about it because I never see them, right? I leave, the room looks like a tornado hit it. I come back, it looks like somebody magically appeared and fixed everything.
Just like home.
That's it. We're done. See you later. So, but here's the deal. And some of you, let's see if you can be honest about this. Some of you waiters and waitresses, you know you make big bucks on tips. So it's not every place. I get that. But you're making, when you figure out your day, if you work 8 hours, and you're getting $9 an hour, whatever minimum wage is, $8, $9, $10 an hour, whatever it is where you're at. And you make another $50 on tips during the day. And you've worked for 8 hours. You have to add that to your hourly, do you not? Now, some people I know are making, $100, $200, $300 in their shift. If you work at a decent restaurant, you can easily take home $200 in tips that day. Think about it. So shouldn't those be added? Shouldn't that be factored in? Because the IRS does. The IRS even guesses at what you're making. So that should be factored in there too, but it isn't. I want all the numbers. I want to be inundated with numbers. We're going for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I want to break down the unemployment by education a little bit because, hey, do you have to have a college degree to make money? That's the question. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We will be back, as we say in Boston, shortly. Member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park. That's a great song. I'm Joe Mastin, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or you can head up to the website, and that's therealside.com, where you can also sign up for my email blast. You know, every week I send out an email, let you know who's going to be on, topics we're going to discuss, all that fun stuff. And yes, I do try to sell you stuff, but you can always ignore that. I'd rather you not. Just remember, for some of you listening, the more you buy, the less commercials I have to have. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, head over there. You can buy our shirts. You can buy our coffee cups, water bottles, book, Ramblings of a Right... Yeah, book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. All those things you've been taught to hate about guys like me. All the labels that they hate, that they don't want you to use. Except on us. You can use them on us. They're okay with that, I guess. But, I mean, seriously, you need to learn how to fight back. And that's one of the things the book will teach you give you the ammunition you need to fight back. To tell these people, you know, what you're saying to me, where you're coming from, the way you're spinning things, doesn't work. Again, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking about the jobs breakdown. And I like to break it down in plain, simple English. Otherwise, you know, even I don't get it at that point. So when you're looking at the unemployment, like I said, we had 209,000, you know, the jobs created. It wasn't expected to hit that kind of number, so everybody's pretty excited about it. The unemployment rate dropped to, I don't know what it is, 4.3%, was it? Whatever it was the biggest, it was low at 4.3%, that was it. It's the lowest level of unemployment in 16 years. Now, some on the left are saying, well, you know, Obama started it, and he's just reaping the rewards of it, yada, yada. That's not true. Not true, because under Obama, the rate, the U6 rate, those people that were able to work but weren't working, they'd given up, weren't finding a job, they weren't on unemployment anymore, was closer to 66%. It fluctuated 64, 65, 66%. But even that now is down to 62 and change. So either people are looking to go back to work or they've done other things. And then they're screaming that, you know, I think it was 40 or 50,000 jobs created were created in what they call the low-wage areas, like hospitality, food workers, that kind of stuff. Well, let's be honest about it. Those aren't all low-wage jobs. There's plenty of waiters and waitresses that are making buku bucks on tips, which brings their wage up from 10 to 12 bucks an hour, in some cases to 18, 19, to 20 bucks an hour. I mean, seriously, if they've got, come on, think it through. Simple math. Don't have to go to college for this. You know, they got four or five tables they're waiting on. Each table leaves them anywhere from, you know, depending on how cheap they are, kind of restaurant you're at, 5 to 20 bucks in tips every hour. I am sure you're making, if you're not making 10 bucks an hour in tips, maybe you're in the wrong business. You know what I mean? So if your base pay is 9 and you're getting another 10 in tips, I think that's 19 bucks an hour. That's just my simple way of looking at it. You're well over the $15. Some places force you to share your tips, throw them in one big bucket, and everybody gets a percentage. Or everybody gets, you know, shared equally. That's socialism, by the way, for you. Can't figure that one out. So unemployment rates by education, an age of 25, you know, the unemployment rate for people that have less than a high school education top off well over 16%. Okay? Actually, I'm sorry. Let me take that back. Not true. In 2010, they topped off at 16%. Right now, they're down at about, why can't they make this easy for us? 7%. So if you don't have a high school education, you're looking for a job, you're around 25 years old, your unemployment rate's up at 7%. If you have a high school education, you've actually made it through high school, hung around long enough to get a diploma, it's about 5%. If you've had a smidgen of college, a tad, you're closer to 4%. So think about that. You graduate high school, it's 5. Some college, it's 4%. And if you've had, if you got through college, you have a college degree in something. And I question these numbers to a degree, but I'm not going to beat my brains out with them. It's about 2.5% unemployment rate. So education makes a bit of a difference, right? And when you look at the difference between men and women, unemployment rates by race and ethnicity, over 20. Now, the only problem here is that there's no, they don't line up what the education level is either. So black men and black women are pretty much almost exactly at the same rate. They're both at about 6.5%. Hispanic women, closer to about 4.5%. Hispanic men at about 4%. White men, white women, also at about 4%. So you're talking about white men, white women, and Hispanic men are all at about 4%. Give or take a half a percent here and there. No big chasm there, right? You look at the markets, you know, businesses are seeing some relief. That's the big positive. Business is seeing some relief. And they're looking at relief and they're going, okay, no problem, this is great. If we're going to get some relief, release, whatever, then we can make some changes. We can do some things. We can make some things happen. And you're either hiring people, or giving them more money, whatever it is. Now, if you're looking to start, I mean, it's a good time to start a business because the stock market's up. Right? There's money out there. You see it all, you hear all those lending commercials. Right on the business pages, there's all kinds of money to be loaned out there. And right now, my understanding, this is like a low investment business. You don't have to have a lot of overhead. You don't have to have a lot of training. I don't think there's a degree required or anything. But right now, professional cuddling is booming under Trump, apparently. So this writer says, on a Saturday night in Venice, California, light spills from an open door on an otherwise dark street. The space... are they sure we're cuddling? Didn't we go look? Anyhow. This... God, it was one of those massage parlors. No, the space appears to be an art gallery or studio. It's got blank walls, cubby holes for shoes and personal items, cushioned mats and pillows, lining... Yes, and Stuart Smalley was giving a speech there. No, I'm just kidding. The room had pillows all over the place on a hardwood floor. 12 individuals, they filter into the room. They're dressed in pajamas. You want to see me in my pajamas. Oh, anyway, yoga attire, sweatpants, some more, you know, confidently than others. You know what I'm saying? There's a handful who remove their shoes immediately and find a place on the floor. They got a blanket with them. I want you to envision, don't close your eyes if you're driving, but close your eyes. You know, envision Linus in his PJs. they remove their shoes, they find a place on the floor, blanket, toe. Presumably, they're preparing for some kind of grand slumber party or a group nap. Each visitor is greeted by a woman wielding an iPad. Would you like a hug, she asks. You know what? I don't even want my kids hugging me. I'm not going to ask some stranger to hug me. Abbott Singh looks puzzled but welcomes the hug. This is the first time here. The woman offers Singh the iPad. He, like all other participants, must sign a waiver. She then instructs the group to take a seat on the cushions, her voice maintaining a steady and smooth flow. This room is called the Love Dome. And, you know, I need some Barry White music here. This isn't going to work unless I do this. The room is called the Love Dome and hosts events including a yoga, dance, and private parties every Wednesday and Saturday night. The Love Dome is the host to the Cuddly Sanctuary. I'm sorry, I'm going to lose it. The Cuddle Sanctuary, an organization that leads group cuddle events, professional cuddling, training for professionals and others. This is one of their group cuddle sanctuaries. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Don't go far. Seriously, we're going to be back in just a couple of minutes, I promise.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend it with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, be part of the conversation, really. Get involved. I want to know what you think. I want to know what's going on. I really do. And you know, on the show, we believe in capitalism, and I believe in very much promoting capitalism. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there, including buying my book. That's right, Ramblings of a Right-Wing, Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff that you've been taught to hate. But you don't have to. You really don't. You know, we were talking about the jobs report in the last segment. Things that you should be doing and things you could be getting involved with. And apparently, you know, if you want to go into business, you want to. I guess it's a fairly safe business. It doesn't require any kind of licensing. It doesn't require any kind. I guess any kind of real experience. And for some odd reason, as I was reading the piece, I just got this music in my head. I couldn't get rid of it. You know. Come on, Barry. Do me a favor here, will you? You know, it always doesn't. He's always slow. But you know, I'm reading this story. It's about cuddling. And when you think of cuddling, who do you think of? Now the instructor of the class said that this is a G-rated event, although everybody's sitting around pajamas touching each other, right? The touch stays outside of the bikini area. Hey, I don't know about you, but, I mean, you named the thing the Love Dome? It's all about, it's called the Cuddle Sanctuary. Thank you, Barry, by the way. It's called the Cuddle Sanctuary.
New church?
What?
Is that a new church?
I guess so. The First Church of Cuddling. Yeah, just think about that. Think of the money in California. You go down to Venice Beach. I'm giving you some tips here. I want 10% of somebody actually does this. You go down to Venice Beach where anything goes, right? We could start the First Church of Cuddling. Look at your, because you know this would work. That's why you're laughing so hard. All right? The First Church of Cuddling. We have a small fee for getting in because, you know, we got to probably clean the pajamas and all that afterward or whatever. But you see what I'm saying, right? I mean, this could work. I mean, we got a business plan over the weekend. Faye Wyatt, the iPad-toting host, is the Cuddle Sanctuary's chief people officer. I'm telling you, this is a whole new world, people. She's the chief people officer, a professional cuddler, and certification program leader. Are we serious? My God, you know, really, I'm telling you, man, think about that. This is a whole new business. You have a chief cuddler, and she's certified. What are you certified in? And she's the facilitator for tonight's cuddle. In an hour's time, she'll be chaperoning a room full of strangers, spooning each other. Okay. You know, they used to have these kind of... I shouldn't go there, because I don't know what time this is. Where this is playing at what time. Anyway, she's going to be chaperoning a room full of strangers, spooning each other on the floor. But now participants sit cross-legs, eyes fixed on Wyatt, who leads the group through a number of warm exercises, or warm-up. Warm-up? We're talking about cuddling here. Warm-up? What's warm-up? I can't even imagine. They must have a book or something we can look through. Okay. Anyway, he's going through a couple of warm-up exercises like... Oh, here we go. Deep breathing. Everybody, right? Deep breathing kind of thing. And then they go, they move into body awareness. Because apparently you don't know you have one. I don't know. I never got that term. Body awareness. A little light stretching. Because, you know, you might pull a rotator cuff trying to give somebody a little hug. She then outlines a few rules to arrive in. You have to be sober. You have to stay sober. In other words, you can't sneak in any whiskey or anything. Keep the identities of everyone in the room confidential. That no touch is required. That you can change your mind at any time and to respect others. You have to respect their boundaries with enthusiasm. Okay. She said this is a G-rated event. Touch stays outside the bikini area. Okay. In an event that depends almost entirely on physical intimacy, the topic of consent is crucial to the field's success. Everyone should be in what Wyatt calls a hell yes space. That sounds interesting. That if asked for a special touch, the reply would be a passionate okay. That's like, suppose you can't just go, okay. That wouldn't work, right? Remember that woman I had to dance with a very watery back?
Stop it.
Okay, we're going to switch partners. Oh, really? Again? I just got my hand clean from last time. But more importantly, don't ask. If you don't want to partake, the word is no. This event is not supposed to be marred with guilt or shame. That is this, you know, that is the thing that changes most lives, Wyatt says. Take the whole touch thing away, teaching people that they have a choice over their body. Why? I don't need to be taught that. I already know that. The reason one seeks out professional cuddling experience range from average adults seeking connection to those on the autistic spectrum, those healing from sexual trauma. Man, I don't know for sure. I know some people have been through it, but usually when you've been through a sexual trauma, the first thing you're not looking for is touch. You know what I'm saying? Adults dealing with sexual dysfunction, or for older virgins to practice touch in a safe environment. The elephant in the room during some of these sessions, though, is the current state of the country's affairs. Most people are here because they've been traumatized by Donald Trump. Oh, my God. So we have to go to cuddling. You know, I've always said, and again, if you really have trouble with this, I'm not trying to make fun of you, but I just don't get it. I really don't get it. I'm more afraid of what's going on behind the scenes at the White House. I'm more afraid of this quote-unquote shadow group than I am about anything that Donald Trump can do. You know, I love you people who think that he could just push a button and light off every nuke that we have, because he can't. It doesn't work that way. So it's not going to happen. These people that need safe spaces, safe rooms, psychiatric care, cuddling spaces, because Donald Trump is president. Now you know how we felt when Mr. Obama was president. Although we didn't need a safe space. We didn't need cuddling. We didn't need all, you know why? Because we had to work. We had bills to pay. Seriously. The holiday season was the first time that since Trump won the election, a lot of people were seeking or seeing their family. That's another thing I find interesting. Families are being broken apart by Donald Trump being president. You know what? You guys were broken apart long before Trump came along. You just didn't have the guts to say it. Look, I love everybody in my... Well, I love almost everybody in my family. There's people in my family I don't want to see. I don't care they're my blood. I don't like what they've done to other family members or other people or what have you. Trump didn't push us apart, although some of them are, you know, don't want to be near any of us that voted for or did anything with or for Trump or positive for Trump. That's their problem, not mine. They didn't like me for, so what do I care? What makes the organized effort of being held a service that comes with a cost? That's right. Cuddleless sessions go for, you ready for this one? For those of you looking for work, here, listen, think about this. Just to get one simple cuddle session, it's $80 an hour. My God. You go to a decent chiropractor who's been through medical school for that, can't you? Yeah. What about your dentist? You know, what do I do? I'd become a cuddlist. Really, I would. And then I go to my dentist and go, look, you went to med school. Think about that. Anyway, the professional cuddling is one of the latest iterations of self-care and wellness, folks. This has got to be in Venice, California. This had to have started in Venice. But I really, what this big story, I want to lay the foundation for you, because again, this is all because of President Trump. Where are we at? Where are we at when President Trump, a president, has got you to the point where you need psychiatric care. You need this kind of touch. And the other thing that just came back to me, I've got to know something. When we come back from the break, would you would you spoon a stranger? Now think, if you don't know what it means, look it up, because I don't want to tell you. Male or female, think about this. Would you spoon a stranger? Because you don't know if they have a lot of gas issues or not. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be right back.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver. That you fully control, you can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it, where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's buttons!
Music is a world within itself. We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This news just hit me. And I got to tell you, people, it's devastating. Matter of fact, if Kimberly is listening, I'm sure she is going to be devastated as well. For those of you on the East Coast, you'll understand this. You will also understand the importance of this. Dunkin' Donuts has decided it may drop donuts out of its name. How does that work? They just have to ruin everything, don't they? That makes no sense. They're donuts. That's how they started. They started with, like, Dunkin' Donut. You know, you want to go look up what the original Dunkin' Donut looked like. My wife probably doesn't even know this because she doesn't eat donuts. She doesn't drink coffee. But they were like the round cake plain donut with a knob on it. So you could hold the knob. What are you making that face for? You could hold the knob and dunk your donut without having to stick your fingers in it or losing any part of the round donut. It was really cool. They actually made them up until a few years ago. Anyway, look, what can I tell you? It's big news. It's for me, anyhow. All right, I'm sorry. Maybe some of you thought it was lame. I didn't. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks so much for being with me. And I got to ask you guys, remember, we were talking about this... this cuddling It's a cuddling program, business, whatever. There's something wrong with these people. I mean, can you imagine what, how many of you, I'll throw this out to both the website feed and the Facebook feed. I got to know. I just this is not an inquiring mind have to know. This is just Joe's mind. I got to know. How many of you would cut? Now, see, this is not right either because most of you are conservatives, and I know better. How many of you would cuddle with a total stranger? Now, we're not just talking about, you know, you're going to be cuddling. I know some of you are like pervs, and you, and cuddling with a total strange female would be fine by you, but, I mean, seriously, how many of you, why would you cuddle with a total stranger? Isn't that kind of creepy and weird? I'm just thinking. I'm just watching the little chat rooms there, see if anybody's like, it's got to be gross. I don't know why anybody would do that. If I don't know you, I don't even want to hug you. My wife will tell you, if I don't even know you, I don't want to hug you. I'll shake your hand. That's about as close as I want to get. Anyway, 855, we'll put the whole story. It is an extremely long story. Because it harps, the second part of the story, it harps on the fact that, you know, Trump is just causing everybody to be paralyzed. No, you're causing yourself to be paralyzed. You know, get over it. I love some of the stuff that's going on when they talk about, you know, how he's taking away women's rights, he's taking away black rights, he's taking away this. He's taking nothing away. Absolutely, he's taking nothing away. Although somebody just set me straight. You've always been able to pay for cuddles. The only place you can legally pay for cuddling up to this point, though, is Vegas. If you get what I mean. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. All right. Here's another one. Another beautiful one. By somebody we all love and know and trust. American Airlines has been trying to substantiate something that Lena Dunham, you know, because she's such an upright, honest, righteous citizen of this country. So Lena Dunham is saying that American Airlines has employees that are transphobic. But here's the problem. Let me read you part of the story. That's what my problem is with this whole thing. So she said that she was, let me see. Where is that thing? Okay. So she took to Twitter on Thursday to complain about two American Airlines employees she claimed to have overheard engaging in transphobic talk. But the airline has since stated that they are unable to substantiate Dunham's version of events. American Airlines says, we always look at complaints from our customers, but at this time, we're not able to substantiate these allegations. Now, Dunham first tweeted about the incident early on Thursday morning while she said that she was waiting for her delayed flight to depart from JFK. She's not going to call out the airline who delayed because it happens. But I did overhear two American Airline attendants having a transphobic talk, wrote Dunham. Shortly afterwards, she followed up with a tweet that described the incident as the worst part of a night that already included a several-hour delay, to which American responded with concern. Lena puts out there, at this moment in history, we should be teaching our employees about love and inclusivity. That was the worst part of the night. American Airlines responded to her, your comments have us concerned. Please meet us in DMs with your record locator and details. Now, for those of you who don't understand, they're just looking for, you know, the ticket information so they can hone it down to where she was at and when it might have possibly happened. Now, in their subsequent direct messaging conversation, Dunham revealed that she heard the American Airline attendant say, trans kids are a trend. They'd never accept a trans kid and a... Now, for those of you who might have a heart attack that I'm reading this stuff or that I'm saying these words, get over yourselves. We're talking about an incident that happened. You can't talk about an incident unless you talk about what happened. Now, Dunham said that she overheard these, flight attendants, what we found out afterward. Trans kids are a trend. They'd never accept a trans kid, and transness is gross. She also told American Airlines that she wasn't scheduled to fly with the airline, but merely overheard it. See, we've already got the lie going, right? Didn't she say up top? She alluded to the fact that it was American Airlines that she was delayed on. It just happens. But let's move on, because that's a small part of it. She said she wasn't scheduled to fly American Airlines, but merely overheard the attendant's conversation on the way from gate B30 at JFK. So what she tweets out is, "Hi, I heard two female attendants walking and talking about how trans kids are a trend. They'd never accept a trans kid, and transness is gross. I think it reflects badly on uniformed employees of your company to have that kind of dialogue going on. What if a trans teen was walking behind them? Awareness starts at home, but jobs can set standards of practice. Thanks for your consideration." All right, so she's looking. So now American Airlines is looking for information from her. Where, when, how? Right? So they're asking her, do you know what gate it was? Well, I think it was the arrivals hall coming from gate B30 to baggage, but the Hudson News across. You know, she's going on and on. And they still can't substantiate this. Now, the article goes on to say, it's unclear if America was able to identify where the conversations allegedly occurred, but Dunham's explanation that it was between arrivals area gate B30 would place her at JFK's Terminal 4. Now, now they're saying she might be flying Delta, and because that operates as, so she can't even tell them where she was at for real. But that's okay. That's still a minor part of the whole thing. American goes on to say, American Airlines has confirmed to Fox News that they are investigating the complaint, but stressed that they celebrate diversity and inclusivity. From the team members we hire to the customers we serve, inclusion and diversity is a way of life at American Airlines. The airline wrote in a statement obtained by Fox News, every day, our team members work to make America a place where people of all generations, races, ethnicities, genders, sexual orientation, religious affiliations, and backgrounds feel welcome. Yeah, well, the religious affiliation ones, they've fallen short on plenty of times, but nobody complains about that. Now, dozens of Dunham's critics are taking her to task over the allegations, some of whom are even calling her account into question. And I would, too, because how often has she really told the truth? But let's back up here for a second, okay? These two are, I don't know, maybe they were walking, they were talking, they were doing whatever. I don't know how loud they were talking, I don't know how she had a bend her ear to listen to them. Were they on a walkway? Were they walking and you could hear them halfway across the terminal? I doubt it. You know, were they on the standing there talking and I was in the seat and you could hear them? No, I doubt that too. See, I don't know what to believe with Dunham. But here's the deal. I don't believe in same-sex marriage. You guys know that. But I don't hate people. I don't hate same-sex couples. I don't agree with it. Period. And if you think that's hate, as there's a few out there that do, because there's somebody having a field day going on my Facebook account and sending all these people messages of me saying that, talking about that, what was it, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11-year-old kid that was being given hormone blockers or might be given hormone blockers? So they're calling me hateful because I'm asking parents to make sure they do everything they can before they allow that child to make those kind of decisions. That's hateful. Me asking them to think, me asking to have conversation, me asking to talk about it is hateful. That's what happens here. You have two people, whether they're on the job or not, may not agree, understand the trans community, and she's complaining about it. Do you think they treat those people any different when they're getting them on a plane, giving them a ticket? No, seriously. Do I have to totally agree with you in order to give you good service? Because that's not true. That only happens on the left side. You know, people that scream that bakers won't make a cake for them because it's same-sex marriage wedding cake. This is just out of control. It is out of control. I don't know what she's looking for. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back. The conservative Rican is going to join us in the next hour. If you don't know who he is, look him up. We'll be right back.